For more than 60 years, South Dakota wheat farmers have been investing in their industry, fueling wheat research, education, and promotion through the South Dakota Wheat Checkoff. Last Monday, Dakota Farm Talk outlined research and new variety development as the top priority for the Wheat Checkoff, with more than half of the annual budget supporting South Dakota's wheat breeding programs. Today, we'll learn export market development comes in as the next priority. South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Director Jonathan Kleinjohn explains the greatest opportunity for demand growth lies abroad.
Last year we had a very good year for exports. We'll see what happens this year. The team at U.S. Wheat Associates does a great job, and that would be our second highest funding category after research.
U.S. Wheat Associates is the export market development arm for U.S. wheat farmers. Kleinjohn reports U.S. wheat strives to create relationships, which are critical for demand growth.
A lot of people might think that wheat export markets develop themselves, but our friends, the Canadians and Australians, are right there ready to take our business if we're not going to maintain things. So, yeah, it's very important that we reach out and develop those relationships.
On the domestic front, South Dakota partners with the Wheat Foods Council, the Home Baking Association, and others to keep wheat top of mind with U.S. consumers. South Dakota wheat growers also invest in educating farmers on the importance of rotational diversity, emphasizing wheat's value in enhancing yields of row crops, breaking disease, weed, and insect cycles, as well as spreading out the workload. Finally, the Wheat Checkoff supports student scholarships in agronomy and culinary sciences. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.